Childhood obesity is a serious problem society faces today. According to the Center for Disease Control, within the United States, a record of 14.4 million individuals under the age of 18, an astonishing 16.8%, are considered obese or overweight. Considering the recent global pandemic, inactivity is of the highest risk among the pediatric population. Hannah Sullivan and I are kinesiology students at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, pursuing further education in healthcare and well-being. Additionally, we have bonded over the interest in the health and wellness of the American pediatric population. As we all know, obesity, especially for the younger generations, is at an all-time high. In order to keep track of this, both public and private schools implement fitness testing to keep track of weight trends and activity. Generally, fitness testing consists of aerobic, strength, and flexibility assessments. These assessments are then scored based on the risk of current or potential obesity. Similarly, body mass index, or BMI, a measure of body composition via height and weight, is normally calculated and utilized in healthcare to assess for risk of obesity and other health risk comorbidities. The use of both methods made us question, what is the relationship between the body composition calculated and the results of the fitness testing required for the adolescent population?
Specifically, the purpose of our study, along with Dr. Wallace, is to predict the validity of the body mass index in relation to the FitnessGram 20-meter pacer test, sit-up, and push-up test by assessing the relationship between a healthy BMI and a high-scoring physical assessment. We plan to find an answer to the inquiry by testing a population of young adolescents prior to puberty for their BMI and fitness test scoring. From there, we will compare and attempt to find a relationship between both variables via linear regression. More specifically, we will be able to pinpoint which areas of fitness testing, aerobic strength, or flexibility are the most related to BMI. Ideally, those who are in a healthy BMI bracket should perform well in FitnessGram testing. If there is little to no relationship found, it shows that BMI and fitness testing are not synonymous methods of assessing physical health in the pediatric population. Therefore, there may be the prevalence of discrepancies in the true statistics of children who are deemed overweight or at risk. Our findings, whether or not conclusive with our predictions, will predict the way public and private school districts address their community's childhood obesity crisis. At this very moment, Hannah and Rachel are in the process of collecting data to analyze this issue. Once a conclusion has been determined empirically, we plan to present our findings at the Undergraduate Celebration of Scholarship and Creative Activity this spring.